KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. The rumor was all over town, and it was serious enough that my agent felt the need to call me. "It's not true," he said. "What's not true?" I asked. "The rumor about the valet parking fees." Now, I'm glad he called because there was something troubling about hearing that the biggest, most powerful talent agency in town, how could anyone possibly know such a thing or measure it, but that's what they call themselves, that it was no longer offering free parking to its clients like me. Now, this may seem like a small thing to some, but the headquarters of the talent agency that represents me is in the epicenter of the entertainment industry. It squats down in the middle of a gleaming steel and glass enclave called Century City, which was named after the sprawling 20th Century Fox backlot that it replaced in the early 1960s when big studio backlots were no longer necessary because most of the major studios facing competition from TV no longer needed acres and acres of open land for westerns and musicals and gangster pictures and weepy dramas. So when the box office returns started to wobble in the early 1960s, suddenly all of that prime real estate in the middle of a growing city seemed, to use the phrase our friends in mortgage finance used to enjoy, under-monetized. So they paved over the various stage sets, the Western Ghost Town, the New York streetscape, the Potemkin neighborhood, and they put up a collection of skyscrapers and plazas which filled themselves almost instantly with lawyers and accountants and more lawyers and more accountants and a major talent agency or two, a couple of swanky hotels. A big TV network was based there for years, and they called the whole scattered mess Century City, which has a forward-thinking, progressive sound to it. Century City is all about the future, the place screamed, I guess, back in the 60s. So a couple of years ago, when the talent agency that represents me moved into a spanking new steel and glass building, an artfully cantilevered duo of triangular slabs with a weird and forbidding hole in the center, it didn't take too long for local wordsmiths to call the place the Death Star, which tickled the tenants, of course. Agents love to create an aura of mystery and power around themselves to dress up their actual job, which is to call around town demanding money. Like those guys in The Sopranos, remember? Not Tony and the big names, but those other nameless guys who used to hang around the office eating those huge sandwiches and shooting the breeze. Like those guys. So when the rumor hit the streets, they don't validate parking anymore. It was one of those undermining, unsettling stories you hear that make you think, hey, look, we all know the financial underpinnings of the entertainment business are shaky, and all of us out here know that cutbacks are coming and fees are being squeezed and margins are getting shaved thin, but, I mean, still, you want me to pay for parking? Just how close to filing chapter are you? Now, it turns out it was just a rumor. I mean, you go, you park, you get a bunch of stickers on your stub like everywhere else. But what was interesting was how believable it all seemed. I mean, these days the business just isn't the business. And honestly, speaking entirely for myself, I'd sort of admire an agency that said to everyone, clients included, hey, money's tight, park on the street, bring quarters for the meter, and we'll pass the savings on to you. Which, except for that last part, would be true. And that's it for this week. Next week, Too Many Plates. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.